Sam Noel, High Plains Radio, joined alongside Oberlin Red Devils cross-country coach Janae Davis here just a day or so before they take to the course to start out the 2023 season. Coach, I'm sure it's kind of been a long, you know, camp. You had camp there for a while. Now everyone's getting back into school, getting to that routine. And I know you've had some competitions amongst yourself, but it's going to be nice to run against other teams coming up here on Thursday, right?
Yes, it'll be really nice for the kids to see some different teams with different runners other than just the people they've been running with every day, especially for Josiah, my high school boy, who hasn't ran against any high schoolers yet.
Yeah, and I know we mentioned at the start of the season, you know, you didn't really know if you were going to be able to have any high schoolers, but, you know, he's come out, and I'm sure looking to improve, but it was nice to have him come out, right?
I do. I have Josiah McDougal, and I'm thrilled that he's running. He has ran track, so he's not unfamiliar to running long distances. He's a miler in track, so we've just been really working like on the idea that he now has to run 3.1 miles, but he is going to get the hang of it really quick.
Yeah, and so you got him at the high school level, and then you bring up three girls, three boys to the junior high level, all with plenty of experience, correct?
I do. I have 6 junior high kids, and they've all ran at least 1 or 2 years before.
Yeah, which is always very nice. You know, I know we talked at the beginning of the season. That's really going to help them, you know, especially at the start here. You get a tough course right away to start it out, and so I'm sure that'll help them out as well.
Yeah, Goodland is a tough course. It's fairly hilly, and then at least for them, they've ran on it before, so they kind of know what to expect. We were kind of talking some strategy today, and they remember you go out and you kind of loop around and come back, and there's a few hills in there, but they seem ready to go for tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, it has been an up and down weather-wise for you guys. I'm sure, you know, I've had some really cool days, but have you ever had to change up your practice schedule, you know, with some of these hotter days worked into the middle of the week and stuff like that?
We changed up what we did. We stayed in the afternoon and got used to the heat, and it was a miserable few days, but ultimately it's going to help them because it's not going to be any cooler tomorrow really than it has been, especially if there's not much wind. So they should be ready to go and a little bit used to that heat by now.
Yeah, and, you know, the heat, they always talk, you know, the heat is your other competitor besides the people you're running against, and I'm sure that'll be, you know, like you mentioned, the case tomorrow with as hot as it's going to be. Is the, you know, you kind of stayed the same with practices in the afternoon. Any other strategy to really deal with the weather kind of like that?
Just watching exactly where they're running and making sure that they've got access to water is one thing that I look for when they go out on runs around town. As far as tomorrow goes, they'll be looking for opportunities where there is a little bit more shaded areas that they can push themselves a little bit more. But ultimately, the heat's going to affect everyone. And so hopefully that will be something they can just push through.
Yeah, and it's still the first meet of the year, so, you know, it's kind of been the saying, hey, we want to go out, compete as hard as we can, and come away with some hardware, but also it's our first meet of the year. You got, you know, the whole rest of the year to go up from kind of this first one. Has that kind of been the mentality, too, this week?
Yeah, we see a lot of teams this week that we really will never see again. We see teams like Scott City and Holcomb, who on the high school boys' side have boys that are state-ranked teams, and so we know that there's good runners there. Same thing with seeing, like, Colby and Goodland, all of those 3A or 4A teams. My junior high kids are going to see Brewster, and Brewster has had some pretty good junior high runners in the past. And so a lot of teams that we don't see again, but it's teams that are really high quality, so it's awesome to see them once this year.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's awesome, too, to, you know, have that competition, too, to push your guys and gals a little bit, too, as well.
Yes.
And, you know, like you mentioned, got Goodland coming up this Thursday, but the schedule gets even harder after that, and you're kind of back onto that weekly, you know, one meet a week kind of type deal. So it's going to come fast, and it's going to come hard, right?
Yeah, we are just getting into the swing of things, and from here on out, we're pretty much one meet a week until we get to the end of the season.
All right, Coach, thank you very much for being able to sit down and chat with us, and we'll talk to you next week. How about that?
Thank you for having me.